remember when I was a young child, about 6, when I started to dream of space, and that dream has always been with me. But I thought it was impossible, but still I kept my dream. Hello, Samantha. Here in, just being in space is fun. Just floating around is quite fun. But the thing I like to do most of my free time is to just look out the window at our beautiful planet, Mother Earth. Hello, Ayla. In space, I brought a Rubik's Cube that my father gave me. I brought a flute that I like to play. And I brought the little toys from my children to remind me of them. Hello, Michael. I miss most fresh food. I miss fresh fruits and fresh vegetables. Here, everything is in cans, of course, or dehydrated. Hey, Maya. The ride on the rocket was like a, you know, as if someone was sitting on my chest because of the acceleration of the rocket. It lasts only about 8 minutes, and you only realize you're out when the engine stops, and you realize that you are in orbit, and you look outside the window, and suddenly the sky is all black, even though it's the daytime. It's black because you're not in the atmosphere anymore. You are in space. Well, if you look outside a window, of course, it's obvious. Otherwise, on every one of our computers, we have an indicator if it's day or night outside. As you know, probably, we go here around the world so fast, it's sunrise 16 times a day and sunset 16 times a day. So it's daytime 16 times a day and night 16 times a day. You know, what surprised me most is that I was a little bit familiar with everything because of all the training. I had 9 years of training before coming here, so even though it's a strange place and it's very strange to float, at least everything was very familiar around me, all the objects and the equipment. That was quite surprising for me. But otherwise, the most surprising thing, of course, is to see my friends when I come here. It's hard to believe that there are people living here, and here I am now, one of them. Hi, Peter. Yes, so space station, inside a space station where we can live, is about the size of 5 or 6 school buses. But the whole space station outside, including the giant solar panels, that's about the size of like a football field. Henry, please repeat your question. No, here in space we use universal time. We use the time of Greenwich, of London, halfway between Houston and Moscow. So right now here on board it is 3:35 p.m. You know, it's actually quite difficult to wash yourself, to take a shower. It's difficult if you want to be clean every day. Yeah, we have to wash ourselves, a bit like you wash a baby. Wash one arm, wet the other arm, wash another leg, wash your back. So we kind of pad wash ourselves. And it's important to stay clean, of course, otherwise you'll get problems with your skin. And clean up spills and messes, I think you asked. Well, so we have towels to absorb them. And then we dry and wash. It's the same as on Earth, really. No big difference, except that if a mess is floating, you have to catch it with a towel. For weather, maybe an important thing we do sometimes is when there is a giant storm, then we're in a good position to take good photos for the meteorologist to study. One way we do is we practice spacewalks in a giant pool. So we wear our spacesuits inside a giant pool, and we adjust the spacesuit so that it doesn't sink, but it doesn't float. That way, it kind of feels like we're in zero gravity. That's the main way we train. I enjoy being in space very much, but you know, I think I would rather live my life on Earth. Yes, we celebrate Christmas and other holidays here. Because it's an international space station, we celebrate the holidays of all the countries that are represented in the space station. So we have many, many celebrations. Hello, Amelia. So water, we recycle our water. Most of our water we recycle. That means we turn our urine into drinking water. We turn our sweat into drinking water. We don't want to waste any water. And if that sounds a bit strange, think about it. That's exactly what Earth does for you. The environment of Earth recycles all the water of the world. Every time you drink water, it's old water that's been recycled by Mother Earth. So we try to do the same here in space using a water recycling machine. You know, constellations here, they look pretty much the same as they do from Earth. So we can spot pretty much any constellation that you can spot from Earth. The stars look a little bit different though. They don't twinkle, they look frozen. It would be similar to taking care of it on Earth. You know, I would first remove any fragment in there, and then I would clean it with antiseptics, and then I would suture it, and take care of it every day like I would right on Earth. I don't think there's a big difference in that case. Lima Uniform 8 Yankee, this is November Alpha 1 Sierra. How copy?